Good morning.
And just before I come to the careful eye that you're keeping on the press officers up there at Stormont, when you look at Belfast and this investment that they're announcing this morning, do you see it as exciting for the city?
Well, I think it certainly has that potential. I think the key issue is the coordination in the delivery. I think from time to time we've all heard of grandiose announcements, which when it comes to the delivery of them are quite disappointing. So I think it's a question now of the pulling together of all the various strands and the actual delivery, and I think that's how it'll be judged.
Well, as I say, we'll only be able to tell as time goes by, but everyone's going to have to pay a little more in the rates. Your eye has been on money that's being spent at Stormont, and one that jumped out at me was the spotlight being put on press officers in the various departments.
Yes, I've established through questions that across the departments, and there's one department for some reason hasn't answered after 2 months, and that's the Department of the Environment. I don't know what they have to hide. But when you put together the other departments, you discover that they are spending a staggering £5 million of our money per year on spin doctors through their press offices in each of the departments. Now, there appears to be 160 people as press officers or support staff operating across these departments. When you look at Belfast, you can ask the question, how many journalists are there? I dare say there's nothing like 160. And when you look at the performance of Stormont, my goodness, does it really take £5 million for them to spin their message each year at our expense?
Is it fair to say that there's a distinct difference between the press officer that a politician might have through his own party and the press officer who works for the department that that particular MLA is a minister in?
Well, the distinct difference is that you and I, the taxpayer, pay for them and they're there. You know, look at OFM, DFM, £800,000. Another department has 20 people in their press office staff to churn out, to spin the stories that they wish the public to hear. It really does beggar belief that at these times when we have threats to hospitals, and I think of the Causeway Hospital, which serves so much of my own constituency in North Antrim, when we have threats to schools, when we have parents worried about the changes coming to the statement system for the children who need special attention in school. When we look at all of that and then discover that Stormont can merrily squander £5 million a year on spinning, I think it's enough to send anyone into a spin just to contemplate it.
But isn't it important to realise that there's a difference between the press officer for the party and the press officer who works for the department? The press officers who work for the departments are not political people, and the press officers who work for the party aren't paid by the taxpayer.
Well, these parties and ministers have both, of course. They have their party political spin doctors, and now they have their departmental spin doctors. But, of course, the departments as well are seeking always to spin everything as a good news story, whether it is or not, and their spin doctors, that's why they're deployed. And they're deployed to try and present the ministers in the best possible light, and that's where the money goes.
But surely they're employed to present a package to the media, and the media then challenge them on whether it's a good news story or not.
Well, some media are better challenging them than others, one would have to say. Some news media, some of the print media sometimes, I think, just print verbatim what they're given. So, yes, let's have plenty of challenge, but there are more spin doctors than there are journalists to challenge them. That's the reality.
So you're calling them spin doctors, other people who describe them as civil servant press officers. Are you calling on a number of these press officers to basically be put on the dole?
I think that we've heard much talk about slimming down in this time of austerity. Well, I think a very good place to start, and it would send out a very proper message, would be within the spin departments of each of these governmental agencies. And remember, these are only the figures for the direct government departments. These do not include in the main the figures of arm's length bodies like Invest NI, who have their own legion of press officers, so and the boards and all of that. So in reality, the figure is much, much higher. But at this moment, we can say in Northern Ireland, the wages of spin is £5 million.
If your party was successful enough at the polls to get a ministerial position or a departmental position, would you be saying this?
Well, my party wouldn't be taking a departmental position within the absurdity of mandatory coalition, because my party believes in the people being allowed to elect and depose those who govern them, not a system in which everyone as of right is in government. I mean, you're not even allowed in opposition, so the question wouldn't arise. But if I ever had the power to do anything about it, yes, the scythe of austerity would sweep pretty swiftly through a number of these government departments.
But is it not easier for you to say it from your lowly position than it is from other politicians?
Someone has to say it. Someone has to say it. Every other politician virtually is part of this process wasted Stormont, because they're members of the parties which are indulging in propping it up. So someone has to say it, and I'm happy if it's me.